Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
It's lovely to be with you again this morning. And this morning, our reading in Matthew brings us to an end of our series on the Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount is from Matthew chapter 5 to chapter 7. And over the last few weeks, we've been looking at the last parts of the Sermon on the Mount. And as I told you 2 weeks ago, this is the first of the five major teaching blocks that we find in the book of Matthew. And in this sermon, Jesus outlines what life should be like in the kingdom of heaven. Now, today's passage, which starts at verse 24 of Matthew 7, starts with the word therefore. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice, therefore. And if you've listened to me before, you will know if the word therefore is in the Bible, we need to look back and see what the word is there for. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. So what are those words that we need to put into practice? Well, if we look right back to the beginning of Matthew 5, we've got the Beatitudes, blessed, blessed are the poor, blessed are the meek. We then move on and we've got a passage about salt and light and how as Christians we need to flavour the world around us and we need to shine the light. We've then got the fulfilment of the law. We've then got passage about murder, about adultery, about divorce, about oaths, an eye for an eye, about love for enemies. And in these passages, Jesus is taking Old Testament verses and applying them in the light of his life. So in murder, you've heard it says, do not murder. But actually, I'm going on to say anybody who's saying raka is answerable to the Sanhedrin. Actually, you need to settle matters quickly with people. Adultery, you've heard it being said, don't get involved in adultery. But actually, I'm telling you, anybody who looks at a woman in a lustful way is guilty of adultery. An eye for an eye. Actually, no. Let's turn that on his head. If someone takes something from you and they want your tunic, give it to them. In fact, give them your cloak as well. Go above and beyond. We hear about love for enemies. We hear about giving to the needy and actually how much we need to know that at the moment with everything that's going on in our country and a government who are depriving children of free school meals and holidays in a time of pandemic. But actually we're seeing a real outpouring of people giving to the needy. Prayer and giving us a pattern for prayer in terms of the Lord's Prayer. Fasting, actually don't do it and make people be somber and make people see that you're doing it, because actually do things in private because God can see that. Don't store up your treasures in heaven. Don't worry about tomorrow. Each day's got enough worries of its own. Don't judge others. Ask, seek and knock. We had that the other week. Then we had that. And when Flair spoke about that, it was actually, you know, the golden rule, do to others what you'd have them do to you. And Flair was talking about raising the bar. So going above and beyond. Then we heard 2 weeks ago about the narrow and the wide gates. You know, the gate is narrow that leads to the way of life. But there's a broad road that leads to destruction. And we have to make a choice of which way we want to follow. Then we had a tree and its fruit, true and false, which is what Max was talking about last week. And then we come to the passage on the wise and the foolish builders. Now, this passage is one that we probably know really, really well, because it's one that's done up and down the country in Sunday school. But even though this story may be very familiar to you, I do pray that today God will speak to you in a new way through this story. Now, from the outside, the two houses, the one built on the sand and the one built on the rock, look very, very similar. The only difference is the foundations that they are built on. And you know, as believers, we can be like that. Two people can look very similar, but the foundations that their lives are built on can be very, very different. And in the good times, there actually is no problem. The two houses both did their job in the good times. But when the storm came, when the difficulties came, that's when the house that was built on the sand fell down because it didn't have the firm foundations. If we as people have shallow foundations, then when times of testing come, we're not going to have the strength to withstand that testing. When we're buffeted by the wind and the rain, we're going to fall over. But if we've got strong foundations, if we are truly embedded in the rock, then when that same storm comes, we will stand firm. That made me think, actually, about why some people seem to go through life without having problems and others seem to have lots. And, you know, sometimes it's been said of me that whatever's thrown at me, I will come up smelling of roses. Is it because I'm a particularly blessed person? No, I don't think so. But actually, I do know where my foundations are. And when things are blown to rock me, I actually know my foundations are in Jesus. And that is the difference. Because the solid rock that Jesus is talking about is his teaching. If we hear Jesus' words but don't put them into action, then it's like building a house on sand. And our other reading today came from Isaiah. Isaiah 33, verses 2 to 6. And in that it says in verse 6, he will be the sure foundation for your times, a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. And the fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. Our sure foundation for our times, a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. That is what we've got. And it also made me think of Hebrews 11, verse 6. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And also, if we look at James chapter 2, verse 17, faith by itself, if not accompanied by action, is dead. We can't just have faith. We can't just hear Jesus' words. We need to put them into action. Jesus tells us we need to build our house on the rock, and that is putting his words into action. And if we build our lives on Jesus' teaching, we'll be a part of the house that lasts forever, the house of God. So I want to leave you today with some questions to think about as you go about the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Firstly, what sort of house are you building today? In your life and in our church, what house are you building? Is it a house that just hears God's word and does nothing about it? Or is it a house that hears God's word and puts them into action? Are you really doing Jesus' words, or are you only reading them and hearing them and thinking, yeah, they're really good words, and doing nothing about it? I pray that here in Bedhampton, we will be a people who can put our faith into action, that we will build a house on the firm foundation of Jesus' teaching, so that when the storms come, we can stand. And you know what? That reminded me of a verse in Ephesians 16. Therefore, put on the full armour of God, so when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything, to stand. I pray that when that storm comes, we will be a people who can stand.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.